In May of 1948, Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, was in Paris, France. On his second night, he went to the roof of his hotel to have an evening of prayer. As he prayed and gazed up into the heavens, he began to pay particular attention to the seven stars that formed the Big Dipper. And he realized that over the years, God had laid on his heart seven emphases for his life and ministry. He could easily identify a star for each one. Number one, the emphasis on the personal life of the believer with basic disciplines and balance. Some know this as the wheel illustration, now used by many disciple makers. Secondly, an emphasis on personal intake of the Word of God. Thirdly, there was an emphasis on evangelism. Next, the necessity of following up the new believer. On the three remaining stars of the Big Dipper handle, he attached three vital points. Pace setting, what you and I might call modeling or setting an example, serving others, and lastly, an emphasis on the worldwide mission of the church, the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. Starting with the personal life of each believer and ending with global outreach, he had before him the essentials of a fruitful walk with Christ. About a year later, Doss came to Minnesota, and I heard him explain these seven things at a weekend conference. I was a new believer at the time, and as I listened to him, my heart responded. This was exciting, and the thing that stood out to me at the time was the emphasis on pace setting. It was not just a nice-sounding biblical truth, but something I had seen in the lives of these men who were helping me grow and develop as a Christian. When they spoke to me about studying and memorizing the Scriptures, they were talking about something they were doing. They were living examples of what they were teaching. You recall the words of the Apostle Paul, "Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you." Not just heard from me, but seen in me. Paul lived it. Friend, the way to bring the Christian message alive to your kids, to your spouse, to those you work with and live near, is to live it out before them. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.